say for sure it's also, that's when you have the pekak, when you have the stick, that you stop up the hole in the roof. That's because you may leave it there, loylem. You may be mevatel it there. So that's worse. There it's a shayla, maybe it's called a binyan. Maybe it's called like you're building. But here, this curtain or this mat that you want to throw on top, you don't want to leave it there. You just want to leave it there just not to make the shade. But afterwards, for sure, you'll take it away. So maybe here it's not called the binyan. It's not done with the building on Shabbos. So maybe it should be mutter. The Zin Trav Lezer didn't know. He didn't want to say. Or at least he didn't hear from his Rebbe. He didn't want to answer. Tatana Rabbonin. Maisa Rebbe Lezer Sheshavas Beglil Elyon. He was once living there. Vishalu Shleishim Halochas Bilchas Sukkah. The Talmidim there ask him 30 different questions about Hilchas Sukkah. Shtei Mesrei Omalhem. 12 of them he said back to them, Shemati, I heard over, I'll tell you the halacha. Shemayna Esar Omalhem, Lo Shemati. 18 questions said, I didn't hear. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Roma Chilufat Vorm, just the opposite. That Shemayna Esar Omalhem, Shemati, Shtei Mesar Omalhem, Lo Shemati. On 18 he said, no, I didn't hear. Omru Loi, so he said back to him, Kol Devrecha Enim Elo Pia Shmua. Like everything you say is only what your Rebbe said, like say something from your own. So what if you didn't hear? Answer it back yourself. Omalahem, Rabbi Lezi answered back to him, His kaktuni lay medover shloshimati vi rabbi. You want me to say over something that I did not hear from my Rebbe? You should know, he talks about himself, Rabbi Lezi, that miyomai for my lifetime, like kadamni odim of Beis HaMedrash. Nobody ever beat me, was there before me in the Beis HaMedrash. Tulo yoshanti be Beis HaMedrash loshinis kvav loshinis arai. I never slept in the Beis HaMedrash, not a temporary sleeping, not a permanent sleeping. Tulo yenachti yodim Beis HaMedrash for yotsosi. Whenever I left, there's nobody else left in the Beis HaMedrash. I always make sure like I was the last one out. I never spoke some words like for no purpose. Like some talk. Everything he spoke was always in learning or for purpose. And I never said anything that I did not hear from my Rebbe. And his Rebbe was Rabbi Yechida Metzakei. We'll soon see the next Gemara. We'll see it the next tape. That he learned this midah from Yechida Metzakei. Rabbi Yechida Metzakei had the same midah also. He never said over anything, only something he heard from his Rebbe. So that's the same way he also wanted to be. And that's the way he was.
We'll start over again a little bit from the Chof Ches holding. Start over a little on top a little bit. So Shofar HaShalom was Rabbi Lezer said that he never said over anything unless he heard it from his Rebbe. So they asked him at Tamidim that they came to a place and they asked him 30 questions about Hilchas Sukkah. So he says 18 he answered and 22 he didn't answer. So then the Tamidim asked him, tell us already. So he said his kakuni leima dovash hashemati thi rabbi miyomer blessed about himself miyomai lekidamni odam beveis medrash. Nobody ever beat me to the beis medrash. V'lo yeshanti beveis medrash. I never slept in the beis medrash. Lo yishinas kvav lo yishinas arai. Not a small nap and not a long nap. V'lo hinachti odam beveis medrash v'yotzosi. I never left the beis medrash and somebody else was there.
as he was the first one to come and the last one to leave. I never spoke stam dvorim b'telim. Stam things that is not important, he never spoke about. This is what he wants to prove. He never said over anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe from ever. So that's why he said, don't bother me, I can't say over something I didn't hear from my Rebbe. Omer Olov, so they said about his own Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was Rabbi Lez's Rebbe. So Rabbi Lez like was taken after his own Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So they said about Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai that in the Yom of his whole lifetime, Loisach Sichas Chulin. Also, he never spoke Stam Dvorim B'Telim. He never spoke things that weren't important. He never walked a Dal Ramas without learning Torah. Whenever he went, whenever he was doing, he was always learning Torah. So Rashi says, B'loi Torah means B'loi Girsa. Wherever he was walking, he was always learning also. Or V'loi Tfilon. He never walked without Tfilon either. His Tfilon is also helping you learn Torah. Matiyo Torah Hashem B'Ficha, the Pasuk says about Tfilon, that wearing Tfilon also helps you to learn Torah. Like all these things really were mindless in learning Torah. For lo yikadnu adam b'beis hamedrash. Nobody ever beat him in the morning to the beis hamedrash. For lo yoshin b'beis hamedrash. He never slept in the beis hamedrash. Lo yishinas kvav lo yishinas arvay. Not a long sleep and not a short sleep. He says kedusha of the beis hamedrash, and he was always learning. He wasn't sleeping in the beis hamedrash. For lo yihira b'mavoyis hamatunofis. If he walked in the street and it was a side street, an alleyway, the hamatunofis had shmutz there, had things that you're not allowed to talk in learning then. So he wasn't Mahar Rida, he didn't think in learning then. Like it's not Kavod HaTorah, you're not allowed to learn when there's Shmutz Tzoya there on the ground. So it came to Mavoy Samtanofas, he didn't learn there. He never left the Beis HaMedrash and somebody else was there. Nobody ever found the Be'ech HaMazakai Stam sitting down. He was always sitting and learning Torah. He was the one that always opened the door for the Talmidim to come in. Either al Sazanivis, not to Mavato, the other Talmidim from learning, or that they should have a Machlekes, who should get up and open the door, he himself went to open the door. As even Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai never said over a Psak Halacha unless he heard it over from his Rebbe. As even though Svaris, when he's learning, he said over by himself, or for the Psak Halacha, people Shapaskin, he only said over what he heard from his Rebbe. For Loi Omar, and he never said to Yechonam and Zakkai, Hegi Eis Lamed Beis HaMedrash, it comes the time, like it's early now, I have to leave the Beis HaMedrash, he never said that. Like he always stayed there late. Chutz Me'arve Psochim, Hachutz an Erev Pesach, V'arve Yom HaKippurim, an Erev Yom HaKippur. These 2 days he went home early, so an Erev Yom Kippur, an Erev Pesach, Rashi says, B'fnei Asiyas Psochim, in order to make the Korban Pesach, or else to make the Seder, prepare the Seder, Mifnei HaTinoikos, Shlo Yishnu, or else the Gemara, Kachma first for Pesachim, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that you should start the Seder early, in order that your children should not fall asleep. So he went home earlier on Erev Pesach, in order to be able to start the Seder on time. The Erev Yom HaKippurim, She'etzorech Lechem Abayit Yoyim. You have to eat, there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so to Makayim this mitzvah, he used to leave the Beis HaMedrash early to go home to eat. Now, the Kachoye Rebbe Lezer Talmidov Noyig Achrov. Hey, the Talmud Rebbe Lezer took after his Rebbe in these protim. So therefore, like we said before, the month before, he never said over Halacha that he did not hear from his Rebbe. So that's why when he went to this place and they asked him 30 Halachas Nilchasukah, he only answered 12 of them because that's what he heard from his Rebbe. And the other ones, when they started to ask him, you know, why don't you say anyway, he said, oh, well, this is my Midah, I took after my Rebbe, that I never say anything unless I heard it from my Rebbe. Tana Rabbonim, Shmoina Talmidim, Shmoinim, Talmidim Hoyle Lehil Azokin. Hil Azokin had 80 big Talmidim. Shloishim Mehem, Ruyim Shatishra Leim Shchina Kamosha. 30, Kamosha Rabbeinu. 30 of them was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, that they should have the Shchina the same way it was by Moshe Rabbeinu. Ushloishim Mehem, Ruyim Shatamad Lem Chama, Kiyoshua Benun. And 30 of them, they weren't as great as Moshe, but I call upon my next like Yeshua, that the son should have stood up for them also. Esrim Beinonim, and 20 of them were Beinonim. Now, Godushev Kulam, the greatest one of Hillel Tamidim, was Yonatan Ben Uziel. And Kotin Sheva Kulam, Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai. At the mice we had before, that's Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai. It is the Omru Allah by Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, they said about Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, that Shlohiniach Mikra, he didn't leave over any Chumish. or Mishnah, any Mishnayisin. So Rashi says Mishnah means could go in Mishnah Braisa Shel Shisha Sadarim. All the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, he knew all the Mishnayisin and the Braises. Gemara, he knew all the Gemaras. Rashi says, what's Gemara? Zuhi Svaras Shoyo Atenoyim Achroinim Medaktikim Medivri Rishonim. This is the reasoning that the later Tanoim answered about the first Tanoim. Hasdumim Lafarshim. That the first one said things they didn't understand them, so the later ones came to explain it. Volitain Bem Tam, to give an explanation. Kemoishosu Hamaroyim Achra Tanoim Shepirshu Divri Atenoyim Shlefneim. Like an old Gemara. The Gemara was explaining what the Tanoim said. The Gemara of the Amaroyim, the later generation, they're explaining the Tanoim the way it was learned in the Mishnah. The Kavu v'hem Gemara. They kaveit call it Gemara. The Yaisa Diyek Shivimei HaTanoim Nikra Shas. And even Mishas HaTanoim also, they were medayik to explain the Mishnayisin, so that was called Shas. So Yechon Metzaka didn't leave over any Gemara. Halachas, he knew all the halachas. Rashi says, Halach L'mosh Mitzinai. Hagoyin Gud, V'lovud, V'doifin Akuma, Shiurin, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin, Esnatiyos, Arova of Nisachamayim. These are all the things that it talks about in Masech Tesukah. These are all called Halach L'mosh Mitzinai. It doesn't say it in the Torah, but it was just learned to, by Moshe Rabbeinu by Hasinai. The halachas are good and loved, and chatzitz and mechitz that we had before. And that's in the Tiyas that we'll have later on. Fight of the Agodis, he knew all the Agodis he learned. Digduke Torah, he was medactic in the Torah, so Rashi says, it means ribuy ois yois, that there's an extra ois in the Torah. Shebehem lidrash, that from this we come to Darshan. Vem ribuyin omyutin, hegoyin ha-ezrach, loitzi ha-noshim. Shadigdaka hatera balishaina lichtoiv ois yisera lulmoid. It says an extra hey. It could have just said Ezrach. And it says ho Ezrach. The Torah says an extra hey. That's called digduke Torah. We learn out things from the extra oisius in the Torah. So he knew every single ois in the Torah had a dashing from it. The digduke seifrim. He knew even what the chomim later, the rabbonin, added on to the Torah. Shrashi digduke seifrim. Shoisifu ladagdek acha maisabrius. Olahach mir velasos siyag. The Chachamim themselves, after the Torah, they came to look what the people need, and they made special gzeiros in order that the people should be mekayim the Torah. For you have nayim the Torah, like a handle to the Torah. For God's will gzeiros harchak esodim in avera. They made certain gzeiros to keep us away from not to do averas. For the kavosim bebchoris, ger habol kabel Torah. Olav chutz midav rechod ein mekablim oisai. If a ger wants to be megayir, but does not want to be mekabel kol Torah kula. He wants to leave over something, it's no good. And the Yaisi Yomer, Afilu Dikduk Echom Dikduk Yisayfrim. Even if one Chumer Midrabonin, he doesn't want to accept upon himself, that's not called a good Ger. He can't be Mazgaya. So that's called Dikduk Yisayfrim. Vaita Kalim Vachamurim Hinu. So Rashi says, Devorim Halameidim Mikal Vachoyma. Shenitnu Lodim Meyatzmoy. Lachol Lodim Vloy Pirush Klum Misinai. This wasn't said by Hasinai. This is what Talmid Chachomim have a right to dashim by themselves. He knew every single kal v'choymer. Ul gzeira shavus, another type of a learning out, one from the other, gzeira shava. Tekufois, he knew Rashi cheshbon hilacham olavoyna. He knew how the sun was going, how the moon was traveling. Ul gematrius, he knew all the gematrius. Rashi devorim alameidim b'loshin gematria. Certain things we learn by the gematria, adding it up. Kegoin shesach bavel baat basha kastim lav kami. Different ways of making gematrius. The chain linion minion hoisius going stam nazirus leishim yoin. How do we know stam nazirus is 30 days? Mi kodesh yia. So dashin yia is begematria leishim evi. So we learn now things from gematria. Yia yud hey is 30. That's how we know that stam nazirus is 30 days. So you knew all the gematrias of the Torah. Sichas malchay asheros. You knew how to talk. How the malchay asheros were talking. Trashi on sichas shedim for sichas tekolim. He knew how the trees. The deck of the palm trees were talking. So Rashi said, Le'adana Mahi. Rashi doesn't know exactly what that means. Sichas tekolim. What does it mean? Talking with the palm trees. Vayetim Misholos Kofsin. He knew how to make the Misholim, the parables of the Kofsin, that the people that the washers, or Misholos Shualim, of the fox. So Vayetim, this was a Chochmah they used to have then. Rashi says, Misholos Kofsin, or Misholos Shualim. Sheyostu Kadmein, the Kadmein made certain parables that the fox would use. When they gave Techocha, they told him, they didn't say it out straight, they said it in a parable, like in a moshel, in an example. They're going, Mosnei Tzedek, Ovoi Sochli Boiser. So all these types of Techocha, they also knew. Dova God, Dova Kotin, something big and something small. Do have a gold. What does it mean to do with the big things? That's Maisa Makova. You know exactly what's doing in the Shemayim. Maisa Makova means the whole hillach, how it works upstairs in the Shemayim. Do have a cotton, what's called the small thing, Havayis Abayev Rava. That we have now a Gemara now, that Abayi and Rav, yes, kashas one to the other, and the Gemara obliged by Teiku, that all he knew also. Shrashi, Koli, Boyi, Lahul, Abayi of Rav, all the questions that Abayi of Rav has now in our Gemaras, have in Masafkalu. Now Abayi of Rav has a Suffolk, is in doubt what the Pshat is. Uvakulam, Nosan, Esli, Boyi, Venosan, Behem, Tam, Uvimeham, Aroyim, Mishtaku. As of Yechon, Metzak, in his times, he knew the answers to all these questions. But later on, they forgot them. And when Abayi of Rava came, they again asked the question over again. But Rabbi Yochanan and Mezakeh before this knew all the answers to the questions of Abayi of Rava. Lekayim Hashenema, to Mekayim, what the Pasuk says, Lahanchel Oyva Yesh. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives over to us Yerusha, Oyva, to the people he loves, Yesh, a tremendous thing. V'yotzoseim Amalei, I'll fill up their oitzois, their warehouses I'll fill up. Notice here, he filled up the wheels of Yerucha and Zakai, he gave him a tremendous amount of Chochm in Torah. So tomorrow, V'chimeyacha, Shekotin, Shebekula, and Kach, if this is what Yerucha and Zakai knew, he knew so much, is Godel, Shebekula, and Alachas Kama Bekama, upon Yerucha and Yonis and Ben Oziel, he was the greatest one, of course, how much Torah he knew. And Omer, all of it was said about Yonis and Ben Oziel, about the biggest Talmud, that Vishor, Sheyoshe, Vaisik, V'Torah, at the time he was sitting and learning Torah, is called Oif. Any bird that was flying above him was burnt. So Rashi says Nisraf, Shoyamalachai Hasharis Mitzkabtsim Sivivov, Lishmoya Divratermipiv. As the Malachai Hasharis used to come on top of him to hear his Torah. And they were molifaya, so therefore any bird on top of them would also be burnt up. Tayyiz does a little bit different. Tayyiz says, Kolefa Parech, Tayyiz says, Shadvorim Samechim Kinesinosim. He was learning Torah with such simcha the same way he was given by Hasinai. And the Sinai shenitnu Torah beish. The Torah at Hasinai was given with fire. Okinyin zeh matzina b'medrash. Same thing in the Medrash also. So in Tzadikim, learned Torah, they learned with such simcha, it was mamish like Kabbalah Satorah by Hasinai, that there was an age coming out of them. So that was the greatness about Yonasan ben Aziel. He was the greatest Talmud. But the Gemara doesn't say, Alachas Kama Vakama, how great Hillel was, Hillel Azok, and he was the Rebbe of all these Talmidim. Mr. If somebody has his head and most of his body was inside a sukkah, this is talking about even if you have a big sukkah. But your shulchan, your table is inside your house. In other words, your sukkah is right outside your house, and the table is still inside your house. You have the food there, so you take the food from the table and eat it when your body is in the sukkah. Is Beishamai poislin. Beishamai says it's possible, Midrabonin. So Xeru, you'll go and sit where your table is, inside. So Madrabonin, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. This we spoke about in the first Omid, that some sheet has learned that Midiraisa says there, that Midiraisa, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. The Rabbonin have a right to say that it's not called the Sukkah, that now even Midiraisa, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah either. Well, Beisilu Machshir, Beisilu says, no, it's kosher. He doesn't make Xero, maybe you go after your table. Right now, your body, rove of your body, is in the sukkah. That's where you're eating. You're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Omru lehem Beisilu Beishamai. So Beisilu told to Beishamai, Loikach hoya maisa. Didn't it once happen a story that Shehol chu ziknei Beishamai v'ziknei Beisilu levakir asab yechinin ben hachrunis. It once happened that the elders of Beisham and Beisilel together went to visit Rabbi Yechonin ben Achrunis. Well, it was Sukkah's time. They found Rabbi Yechonin that he was sitting inside the Sukkah, most of his body and his head was in the Sukkah, but the Shulchan and Batei Rabbayis, his Shulchan, the table, was inside the house. That's the way they found him. And nobody, even the Ziknei Beisham, didn't tell him anything. So that's Beisilel's Raya. It's a Raya to us. That you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. That's why nobody told Rabbi Yechonin anything. Omru lem Beishamah, Beishamah said back to Rabbi Yechonin, no. Mishom Raya, from there you want it being approved to you, halacha. Afheim Omru loy. No, they also answered back to Rabbi Yechonin. That Beishamah told him, Im kein hoyisin noig. If this is the way you always acted on Sukkis, you always ate with your shulchan, your table is inside your house, you should know, like kiyamta mitzvah sukkah yamecha. You were never Mekayim mitzvah sukkah. So it's like a stark relation in the Mishnah. Mashma Tosis says that like kiyamta, you were not Mekayim the Mitzvah at all. Even Midiraisa, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. even though really midiraisa you are mekayim the mitzvah, because you're in a big sukkah and your body you're eating in the sukkah. But since Beis Shammai midrabbanan made a gzeira to say that after shulchan, if your table is inside the house, there's a gzeira now that maybe you go after your table and eat inside the house, midrabbanan Beis Shammai said you're not mekayim the mitzvah, and the rabbanan have a right to say now the sukkah is not called the sukkah. So now even midiraisa, like the lashon of the Mishnah is lekiyamta mitzvah sukkah yemecha, you should know you are not mekayim the mitzvah at all. And halacha is like Beis Shammai taka, that you're not supposed to have your table inside your house. Right, Mishnah says, Noshim women, v'yavodim and slaves, and Eved Kenani, u'ketanim and children, is pturim in asukkah. They are potter from eating in the sukkah. Now, kotin she'en asaruch limoy, what about a child that's old enough, he does not need his mother, then chayiv asukkah. He says, mitzvah chinuch, there's a chayiv for the kid to eat inside the sukkah. There's a chayiv upon the father to mechanech his child that he should eat inside the sukkah. Mice, what's happened in the story? The Yolde Kalosa Shoshama Yazokin, that Shama Yazokin's daughter-in-law gave birth. Oh, right away, Yopiches Esamaziva, Vesicha Chagabe Hamito Bishvokotin, that in the room where she gave birth, right afterwards, they had the baby there, it was 1 or 2 days old, and there was sukkis, so they knocked down the roof on top, and they, or Piches Esamaziva, they made a hole in the roof, Vesicha Chagabe Hamito, and they put Schach on top of the bed. In order that the kid should be eaten in the sukkah. So even though the mother is potter in a sukkah, but because of the kid, Mustan was a boy, so they wanted to make the mitzvah sukkah, they made the sukkah on top of the mother's bed. So the Gemara is going to ask the Chorot Samayis to listen. The Gemara Mishnah just said that a cotton is potter in a sukkah. Only when he's so old, he doesn't need his mother. And the Elohur is 1 day old, he still needs his mother, so why did they make the sukkah? The Gemara will talk about it. So the Gemara, how do we know this first Yisoid? Well, not the first Yisrael, that we had already in the Gemara before, that the Gemara 4 was Mazvid's first Machlokes about where the Shulchan could be. That Beis Shammai makes Gzeira, we're afraid that if your Shulchan is inside the house, you're going to go after your Shulchan, you'll end up eating inside, definitely not Mekayim the Mitzvah. How do we know the next Halacha though? That Noshim and Avodim Apota for Mitzvah Sukkah. Mino Animili. The Tana Rabbonim. The Pasuk says Ezrach. It says, Kol Ezrach be Yisrael Yeshva Basukis. Is Ezrach Ze Ezrach. Poshid, it means a man. A man has a chiyuv tid in the sukkah. But the pasuk says, ho ezrach. Doesn't just say ezrach, it says an extra hey. It says, kol ho ezrach. Is lohoitzi yasem noshim. To teach us that women do not have to eat in the sukkah. So, v'keret, stam ezrach will be mashma both, men and women. Now that it says, ho ezrach, mashma the one special one, only the men and not the women. Kol, what does it say, kol ezrach? L'rabbis asaktanim. That even the cotton also has the chiyuv tid in the sukkah. So Poshe that let this have a mino is mamash a chiyuv midiraisa with Ashton the Postik that there's a mitzvah chinuch midiraisa to let your kid eat in the sukkah. Drashi ho ezrach. Vivnei Yisrael yeshva basukis. Is ezrach ze ezrach. Ihevik sid ezrach habimashma kol toidus Yisrael noshim v'noshim. Stam ezrach means any population of Klal Yisrael, men and women. Now it says ksiv ho ezrach. Miyumin shebezrachim, the special people of the population, loitzi yesem noshim, that women are poter, only men are chayif. That's pshat na mishnah. Try the Gemara now. Oh, mamar, what did you just say? Ho ezrach loitzi yesem noshim. Since it's an extra hey, ho ezrach. He tells women are poter. Lemeimro, you want to tell me the ezrach bein noshim bein gavri mashma? If it would have just said the word ezrach, call ezrach be Yisrael yesh v'basukais. Kol Ezrach v'Yisrael Yeshu Basukis, it would have meant both men and women. That's what's mashu the word Ezrach. For the more of a tiny, we learn not like that. Ho Ezrach l'Rabbi says Hanoshim. It says, Ho Ezrach teaches even Noshim HaMechuyiv in Inui of Yom Kippur. Ho Ezrachis Shechayoviz Binui. That even women are also Mechuyiv in Inui fasting on Yom Kippur. To see from the word Ezrach alone would only mean men. It says, Ho Ezrach teaches even women also have a chiyuv inu to fast on Yom Kippur. So it's a steer the way with Ashning here. Here by Sukkah we're saying Ezrach means both, and Ho Ezrach means only men, not women. And there by inu, by Yom Kippur, we're saying just the opposite. And Rashi says, Dino Yom Kippurim Dechtiv, Ta'anu Es Nashrasechem, V'cho Moloch Olei Sasu, Ho Ezrach V'yager. It also says, it says Ho Ezrach. Alma Hei L'Rabu Yosu, and there it's coming to include even women also have to fast on Yom Kippur. So Alma, what do you see? Ezrach Gavri Mashma. If we would have just said the word Ezrach by Yom Kippur, I would say Ezrach means only men. Therefore, the Torah says, Ho Ezrach, even women. So So the stira by Sukkah was saying Ezrach means women are potter, and by Yom Kippur was saying Ezrach means women are chayav to fast. So my answer is like this. Omar Rabba, Hilchos Seninu. Both these halachas are really halachos Moshe Mitzrayim. This is not the place we were learning it out from to say that an isha is potter in a Sukkah, or to say an isha is chayav and inu on Yom Kippur. This is not where we're learning it out from. The Ikara, these things are halachos Moshe Mitzrayim. These are. No, the Asamchino Rabbanon Akroi. The Rabbanon just made an Asmachta. From this pasuk, it's an Asmachta to what we're saying. The Rashi says, Hanach trei mili lekele midrashinol, letavayu mikroa. You can't make both drushes, they're stiris. Elamai, it's alocha, and the other one's tam an Asmachta. For the Gemara now, hai kroa, vai hilkasa. Which one is the kroa and which one is alocha only? Vesu, kroa lomali, hilkasa, lomali. Like a monoshach. If you have alocha lomashim sin, you don't need a pasuk. And if you have a pasuk, you don't need a halacha l'moshe Sinai. So what's going on here? Like, you're telling me now, one's a halacha and one's a krua. Like, what do we need both for? If it's a halacha, you don't need a pasuk. If it's a pasuk, you don't need a halacha. Here is a lomali. So the Mara says like this now. Ha'asuka, v'su krua lomali, and hilkas a lomali. Stam, I don't need a pasuk, I don't need a halacha. Either one of them I don't need. L'chura by sukkis. Ha'asuka, mitzvah saseh shazaman grama. By Sukkah, really, we know it's the mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Comes out once a year, the Yom Tov Sukkis. For chol mitzvah saseh shazman grama, anytime you have a mitzvah saseh, that it depends upon a special time, the klal is noshim apturas. So that's how I know when Isha is potter for the mitzvah Sukkah. And invite the Yom Kippurim. How do I know by Yom Kippur, Nisha has the chiyuv to fast on Yom Kippur? She's not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Not because halacha, not because it's hezrach. No, but Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Nafka. I learned it out from Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zalocha. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. V'chein tona de Rav Yishmoel. Omar Kroa, the Pasuk says, Ish or Isha. Says there about Chatis, about they do an Avera, they have to bring a Korban. They have to bring. Says Ish or Isha. So we dash in, Hish for HaKosev Ish, Ish or Ish. The Torah puts together a woman